Hello, and welcome to the Re-Up Podcast. You're up on everything pop culture from the minds of 20-somethings. Hey, you can see us now. We are now...
The faces.
Right, you can have the faces to our madness. As always, I'm joined by my regulars, Deshaun.
It's me, your local fat up bastard. Here.
And Dawson.
Hi.
And from now on, you'll be able to see us. Because officially, we have a... YouTube channel. That's right. You can find us, the Re-Up Podcast, on YouTube, where you can find all of the podcast episodes right there with video now. But don't worry, we'll still be able to find us as you normally would on our website and Spotify and SoundCloud via normal audio. But now you get this luxury of seeing our pretty black excellence faces on YouTube and seeing the shit we get into.
See my black kingly ship in all its glory, even though I look really dusty, but you know, it's whatever.
We have a new logo to look out for, so check that out on our Discord. Also now we have a new business Instagram account where I'll be posting clips from the podcast to promote it there. And that is at ReUpCast. So look out for that too, as well as our Twitter. But aside from the new fanciness happening here on the podcast, let's get into we missed the last couple of weeks. So how do you want to start? You want to do the Invincible. Nice lights?
I want to talk about Invincible.
Okay, because
like really bad.
You two have read Invincible beforehand, right?
Yeah, I've read
it. I didn't, and first episode, I was not expecting what was going on.
You're talking about spoilers for Invincible. It's been spoilers out for like a couple weeks now.
It's on episode 5, but...
It's on episode 5 now, but the thing we're talking about right now is on episode 1, so skip to this time. No, I don't know if we have enough editing power to skip to this time.
I'm only one man. Yeah. We soon will, but as of right now, just
skip until we stop talking about it. I'll give a thumbs up when we're done talking about it. And it'll be like a little 30-second thumbs up. But anyway, so Omni-Man, when he freaking killed the...
Entire...
The Guardians of the Globe.
Bro. Not even killed, just curb-stomped each and every one of them.
It was way worse in the comics. Like, in the comic, when he curb-stomps the Guardians of the Globe, that was in issue 5. So they like... That was like the first time that we saw the Guardians of the Globe. And then he... wallops him and leaves. Like in the show, he the Guardians of the Globe put up a pretty good fight to like show how strong they were. Even I kind of like that, but in the comic they're really trying to show how strong Omni-Man was. And the what are the aliens called
I
can't think of their names.
I don't want to say Vulcan. It's so funny because he says it all the goddamn time.
Viltrumites.
Okay.
Viltrumites.
Yeah.
So he says
he's an asshole.
And then with the Viltrumite, like they're just trying to show like how strong Viltrumites are and stuff like that. And they're trying to show how strong Omni-Man is for a later event that I'm not going to spoil because it's not that far in the TV show yet. I'm done.
So the last, like, it just gets brutal out of nowhere. And it was funny, this last episode with the Kingpin dude and the black dude that turns to concrete kind of betrayed him.
Yeah. Rock Hard, man.
His name is not Rock Hard. There's no way.
That dude is
too big, too burly to be named Rock Hard. But
bro, it's just what's his name from Spider-Man? Can't think of his name.
The fucking Luke Cage.
Tombstone.
It's Luke Cage mixed with fucking
it's
the
so
Human
funny,
Torch.
Though. It's funny though, because the dude in the show was voiced by Mahershala Ali. And it's like at the end of the episode, he like takes over the Empire. So I'm like, it's just Cottonmouth from Luke Cage all over again. Like, it's the same actor doing the same role.
The same thing.
He just took Luke Cage's superpower. I'm like, what?
But he's just going to get typecasted, right? You know?
But it worked.
We need a black businessman who's a criminal mastermind. He's just get Mahershala Ali on the phone.
But it was so funny, though, because in the beginning of the episode, I was totally like against Omni-Man. I was like, fuck you. It's not beneath him. He can save the little man. And then he gets betrayed. I'm like, ah, God. You got his ass whooped, too.
Yeah.
Fuck. Maybe him spouting about being a Viltrumite is kind of right. Fuck. Because he got his
You ass. Are a Viltrumite. I freaking love that he's played by...
J.K. Simmons?
Yeah, J.K. Simmons. I fucking love that.
I love that too, but it's funny though, like... Yep. He's always saying, you know, you are a Viltrumite. You gotta be better than that. I always think of, remember in MK11, the story mode, fucking every time something happens, Raidens are like, I must consult with the Elder God.
Fucking God.
Shut up.
Shut your ass up. Go fight.
Right. You ain't doing it. But the only thing you're doing is making your wife suspicious, and she's catching on.
I have to consult with the Elder God. That's how Raiden. She's like, she's.
That's why we like Fujin better anyway.
So we like Fujin. I feel like Raiden, he goes home to his wife and he lasts like 2 minutes in bed. And she's like, is that all? She's like,
I gotta consult with the elder
gods. I must consult with the elder gods.
And tell him
what's away.
I mean, that's his line whenever he gets his ass beat, you know, by regular mortals. He's just getting his ass beat. He's like, I gotta consult with the elder gods.
Speaking of MK and getting their asses beat, fucking Kotal Kahn.
The coolest character design. The coolest character design they've introduced in
No Kind of Love.
The coolest character. He's one of the coolest looking characters.
Gets his ass beat.
No Kind of Love.
It's Katana Khan now.
But are you all excited for the MK movie coming out in like 2 weeks?
I think it's going to be all right.
It looks good.
I'm just as excited as I am to watch Godzilla vs. King Kong. And I'm only ready to watch it because...
I say it right now, the Rehab Podcast called that entire movie months ago.
We called it.
We're betting.
Okay.
It was like.
I was right.
Spoilers now. But it's just Shin Godzilla. Not Shin Godzilla, fucking Mechagodzilla.
Yeah, fucking.
And they team up at the end to beat it. And also. I'll just say shout outs to the Team Godzilla Club because we were right. And it was 3 rounds in that movie, and Godzilla won 2 of them. So your boy wins. Fuck Big Brain. He's smarter because better intelligence. Monkey. Godzilla told who's boss. But a good tidbit that I found, like I realized like hours after watching it, in the movie, you know, King Kong grabs the axe and can absorb Godzilla's fucking blasts, right? But what I did notice is that that axe is made of Godzilla's races, one of their tail-like fins. And you notice that because when he puts it down in the stone to charge it, you know, it shows the hieroglyph of a Godzilla-like figure when it's charging. And you look at it from a close angle towards the end of the movie, it's thin and jagged, just like the fins on Godzilla's back, and that would make sense because they're ancient rivals and they do all this out this giant mythological fight. Of course they would take like some type of war trophy and use it against them. That's the only thing that can absorb that type of energy.
They're the fucking younger gods.
Nice little tidbit they did there. And you know, but you know, he said King Kong packing down to the underworld or the fucking
the center of the earth
fucking where he shoots the laser all the way down. Like, they spent the entire movie saying, okay, Godzilla, sorry, King Kong needs to help us get to the center of the earth, take him to Antarctica, follow him through the tunnel, all this mess. Godzilla's like, oh, I can feel you down there. All the way through the center of the earth. Like, no magma, just a straight hole. Because that exists now in this universe. Congratulations.
I mean, they teased that in King of the Monsters. When the guy was talking about, like, how are these things traveling around so fast? How's Godzilla getting around so fast? And they're like, conspiracy theory here, but the Hollow Earth theory is true. Hollow Earth
theory. But, I mean, as a monster movie, or monsters beating up monsters, I enjoyed it. It did what it set out to do. I wasn't there for the story. I wasn't there for the stupid humans. And they gave us some good fights. And Mechagodzilla looked cool. So, you know, that was cool.
Yeah. And just like Mortal Kombat, I'm only there to see
Kano Ball.
I'm trying to see Scorpion I'm trying to see Sub-Zero fuck niggas up because he's fucking people up in the trailer. And it looks so cool and it looks like they're gonna be very imaginative with his cryo powers. So
hey, they showed the him fucking freezing Jack's arms off. So like,
also, they showed him doing like a straight up attack from the game where he like summons the wall.
Yeah, oh yeah, the wall. and the blood icicle, I believe too.
Also, I got some scary news for you guys.
Scary news.
So it was recently announced that the live action Gundam movie is going to Netflix, and I'm just like, pain.
Well,
we know it's gonna be Amuro Ray. He's gonna be some white guy named Aaron Ray. Yeah, you know, probably. White.
Damn.
He's gonna be like, and I pilot the Gundam.
They're gonna be white, and they're gonna be from America. Yeah. It's gonna be like the military is making Gundam so they can.
That reminds me.
It's going to be that. I promise you.
Have you guys seen that YouTube poop of Michael Bay's Evangelion?
Yeah.
That super old one. That's what it's going to be like. But Netflix and anime is getting better. Like, they released Way of the House Husband last week. And that shit had me dying. Like, it was so funny. And it's these little clip. It's like these clip episodes. And they're just so good, and the English dub is hilarious. They did a good job with it.
I'm waiting for the Yasuke anime to come out. They released the trailer in the last few weeks, and I was like,
it's funny. The animation looks great. The story looked great. The only thing I can't get behind is Lakeith Stanford's voice acting.
Yeah.
Is.
Yeah, that was kind of like, I was like, homeboy.
Like, this.
You gotta channel the energy like you care. It sounds like you don't.
He sounds like he doesn't care. And, like, there are some pretty hype scenes. And then it's just like, I must do what I must, man. You know, talk. I gotta defend. Like, what?
Yasuke's, like, supposed to be, like, this honorable samurai, not, like, my plug on the side of the street. You know? Or hit me up with the, yo, what's good, homie? What you want?
Hey, yo, what's good, family?
Like, but outside of that, it looks great. So
outside of that, it looks amazing. I'm excited too. What else is coming out? The Mortal Kombat's coming out. Oh, Demon Slayer, the movie is finally coming out in American theaters.
Finally,
the same day Mortal Kombat's dropping. It's coming out
both.
No, but it's coming out in theaters though. It's not being streamed, which is stupid. As like, it took.
I just need to wait one day, and there's gonna be an English subtitle. It's gonna be online.
Right. Yeah. The thing is, like, it took them long enough. Like, this movie literally went number one worldwide. It was super like popular around the world.
It's gonna be the English dub in the theaters.
Yeah, it's gonna be the English dub in theaters.
That's the reason why.
Just watch it illegally with the subs, right, and subtitles.
So the last anime movie I watched in theaters, I remember I went with a bunch of buddies freshman year. We watched the Broly movie. All in the front, hype as shit, and then I think it was when Broly went Super Saiyan. Fucking everyone went crazy.
Goku went like slight Ultra Instinct for a second. Everyone in the theater was losing their shit. They were like,
that was a hype moment, bro. That only matches when I went to, I think it was Atlantic Station at like 11 o'clock at night to see the Endgame premiere. And when T'Challa comes back on screen, every nigga loses their mind. And then when Captain America holds the hammer, it's the whole movie explodes.
The funniest thing at an MCU experience in the theater I saw, this shit had me weak, was we went to go see, not Endgame, but the movie before that, Infinity War,
yeah.
And there was this guy sitting in front of us, and he was laughing. And he was laughing at, like, he was like, Spider-Man dying. Then it cuts to T'Challa. He's like, wait, what? Come on, man. I was weak. He was like, come on, man.
My king, like, no. My
king. Speaking of T'Challa
and
the remnants of T'Challa and how great Chadwick Boseman is.
Mm-hmm.
The Falcon and Captain America.
Bro, you mean the Dora Milaje whooping his ass?
Yeah, dude, I was fucking weak throughout that whole thing, dude.
Yeah, we're moving into spoiler territory for Falcon Winter Soldier. So that's on episode 4. If you haven't caught up on that, pause the audio, pause the YouTube video, whichever one you're watching, watch it, and then continue with us. But this last episode, John Walker fucks up.
No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
First, he gets his ass beat by the Dormilaje, and that scene was great. Choreography on point.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking.
That, I was
Dorm,
like,
Dormilaje really will go as they please. Fuck whoever you are. Get your ass beat.
And we're just super soldiers.
I love how Bucky was standing there.
Nope.
He was standing there. He was just like, they're going to do what they want. And everybody in that room was like,
hey,
what you mean?
Tidbits. We all know this, that Sam is rightfully should be Captain America right now. But it only gets more proven in the show. One thing I noticed that no one's talking about is that, you know, John's upset because, you know, they weren't even super soldiers. And he gets his ass beat. Cut to Sam when he joins in the help. He gets his ass knocked on the floor. But he holds his own way better.
Okay, so
against the super soldier, he kicked her twice.
He blocked in the spear.
My thoughts is that I like both Bucky and Sam, and I feel that they should both be Captain America and just toss the shield back and forth and pull a civil war, just constantly on everybody they run up
constantly
on.
Constantly jump.
Bop, 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 bop.
That's not fair. That's not fair. You can't just be two of them tag teaming
just
everybody.
Two of them. You know, get Bucky another shield, and then they just frisbee that shit. Just
bro, that's too OD though. That's too much power.
The thing is that, like, with Sam, like, I completely understand where he was coming from. Like, when he gave up the shield, he felt like, man, I'm not worthy for this. This is a big title.
Also,
but then, literally a week later, they're like, we got a new guy.
Also, I've heard that's very, like, gaslighting by America with a black man. He goes, you know, America's not ready for a black Captain America, so I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to bring up that debate, so I'm going to give the shield up.
You know, and the show handles those topics very well.
Absolutely very well. And
anybody screeching on the internet like,
sympathy for John Walker. It's not about racism. It may not be saying that, but underlying tones.
It kind of
is. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is this is the one MCU show my dad's involved in because he couldn't get behind WandaVision. He said it took too long for him to for the payoff, but he's watching Falcon Winter Soldier, and I'll explain to him where you have a character like Isaiah Bradley, who was in prison for 30 years for stealing the Captain America suit to do his job because he was tested on and becoming a super soldier. He represents both sides of the show when they're dealing with, you know, with Sam Wilson, which with his racial profiling, and Bucky with his mental PTSD with the serum. Isaiah Bradley represents both those and what America has done to him.
And, you know, I'm glad they put in Isaiah Bradley.
I'm so glad they did.
Because, like, they're throwing in all the Captain America lore references, like Flag Smasher. I'm surprised they bought that back.
What's his name? The Leaper? The French dude?
Yeah, the Leaper. But the Leaper was in Winter Soldier.
He was in Winter
Soldier. Also, you have freaking Zemo.
Zemo.
Oh yeah, with the mask.
with the mask.
Oh,
all he's now, you know,
he needs the
crown too. He needs the crown as well.
You know,
mask on him, please, please, please. Just let me see him with the mask.
I was looking at Zemo. And I was just like, this man looks like he's about to drop the N-bomb any second now,
bro.
Any second now. It felt awkward in on that airplane when he was like, yeah, give him the food that fails the smell test.
Bro, it was just what was one scene with Zemo? Oh, it was him talking about, you know, people with want to take the serum have supremacist ideals, and it's like he goes to Sam's like, if you were chosen to give the serum, would you take it? And he goes, no, without hesitation. And you know, that was a very admirable trait. And then there's one thing when they're comparing like Sam to Steve. One thing I noticed no one was talking about. As when he's defending Carly, you know, he goes, she's just a kid. She doesn't know what she's doing, you know, right? She feels very passionate about this and just going about it the wrong way. Steve said the same thing about Wanda, remember? During the Civil War, you know, she's just a kid. She has, like, she's only learning, and you can't hold this against her. She's coming into her powers, and she may not even control her, but don't, like, reprimand her for putting prisoner because of it.
And, like, you know,
he believes he's the good in people.
Zemo's whole talk about, like, taking the serum and the supremacist thing,
mm-hmm.
like, I like how, like, they foreshadow that with John, because it's like, you know, when you take the serum, you're becoming more than just a human.
Right.
And anybody wanting to do that purposefully, they have that mindset of, I want to be better than the average person.
Right. And not...
And John got his ass beat by fucking the Dora Milaje and then fucking the Flag Smasher.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was just like, fuck it. Let's go.
And not Battlestar fucking goading him on to taking it. And like, not only like 10 minutes later, dies. Dead.
Yo, like, Battlestar... Water, I feel like he was just John's hype man the entire time. Like, he's just standing behind him.
He was.
Arms crossed, sitting up there.
Yeah.
My name is Lamar. They call me Battlestar. They call me Battlestar.
Get him, John. Roast him.
What a loser.
Get him, boy.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks. dude, when Carly kicked him and he dies, he goes, oops, my bad. Usually they live. Usually these superhero guys don't die from a kick like that.
Sam.
And they don't. You know,
he was out.
Even Sam's been kicked around a couple times, and he gets back up.
Black Widow got beat worse than that in Winter Soldier.
Yeah, she got beat by Bucky. She lived.
She got shot by Bucky too. She was shot by him and had to fight this man and walked it off.
Speaking of Bucky. I really like how they handle like his like stuff at the beginning with like his PTSD.
Oh, that was
and then
so,
like
yeah,
was... realizing that the guy he's been hanging out with, he had murdered his son as the Winter Soldier. I'm just like, damn, Bucky's murdering everybody's family. You know, and first Tony's, now this guy. Also, who else family he don't murder?
I liked when he was realizing that he was no longer brainwashed in the beginning of the last episode.
And oh yeah, that was great.
That was hard. That was a lot.
No, that was real great. I was watching that with my sister.
Also,
and I was just looking at him. I was like, this is very like he's also, a really good actor.
Also, when yeah. like the Dora Milaje like had like the source code to his arm, and they didn't tell him about it, they went chink 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 falls off. did you know they could do that? No.
The Dora Milaje. I love the scene where like going back to the scene where like. They're breaking his coat.
Yeah.
And like, I just love how she had the spear ready to go. She was like, go ahead, step off that log.
Oh my dead
ass. Go ahead. I dare you. I dare you to step off that log. Cry it out. Be mad.
Be mad. Yo, yes.
As a black parent would say, be mad. Go ahead. Cry.
Cause then
I'll give you something to cry about.
Bro. That's funny. That's all that time. The Hydra never, they could have gotten more of a vibranium, but Hydra never sent the soldier into Wakanda to infiltrate them.
No,
he would lose to the normal life.
They know. You don't come out of that alive.
As huge as Hydra was, no one's touching Wakanda. I thought that was.
They're like that's the last place on our list. All right, we might be racist. All right, but we know not to fuck with those guys.
And fucking Zemo, fucking Sam, I can't believe he pulled Nell Chopper. I'm like, bruh.
Dude, Zemo, when he put on the fucking mask, I was like, oh shit, he not playing around.
Bruh. Yeah.
No. Zemo, okay, shout outs, props to the Marvel team, because, you know, DC gave us the Snyder Cut. Marvel gave us the fucking Zemo cut. They put a clip on their YouTube page of dancing Zemo for an hour and called it the Zemo cut. Yes.
Wait, hold
it's
on.
Hilarious.
I gotta look this up.
I'll put it in the Discord chat.
I'm looking this up right now.
Just go to YouTube and do the Zemo cut, and it's official Marvel of an hour long of the Zemo dancing in the club. It's the greatest thing
it ever. Is. This is.
Oh my
this
god.
Exists. This exists, ladies and gentlemen. It is great. It's pandering to your audience in the best way. Because it's hilarious. Because it's funny. I've seen captions with him dancing and go, that is the only human being that's beaten the Avengers. It's him and Thanos. on the same tier list. It's just him.
Bro. S tier already.
Fun fact, I forget the actor's name. Did you know he is the German voice of Lightning McQueen?
He is?
Yes, there are clips of him on interviews for like on Disney Channel for the promotion for the movie. Like he's the German voice of Lightning McQueen.
That's scary to think about. It's Lightning great. McQueen is a secret super racist.
Is Baron Zemo.
Terrorist.
I'm rich. I have money. I can do these things.
Now, speaking of the other Marvel show, I binge watched through WandaVision.
Ah, you got to the ship of Theseus, didn't you?
Yeah, and that was an interesting experience. And I like at the fucking end credit scene. Spoilers for WandaVision.
Mm-hmm.
I like at the end credit scene where they're like, oh yeah, Wanda's, you know, in a cabin, you know, living her life. And then all of a sudden just cuts to the back of the cabin and she's up doing some fuck shit. And I'm like,
right. It's funny. I don't know why. I don't know why when they pan to that cabin. And you know what it reminded me of? Remember 2008 Hulk? That ending?
Yeah.
It looked like the same cabin, didn't it? With Eric Banner, he's meditating and his eyes glow green.
Speaking of that, like just WandaVision in general, like WandaVision as a show, my main grabs out of it were replace Brie Larson and Carol Danvers with Monica Rambeau. Unironically, she's a better actor.
So fi.
She's a better actor. She's fine as fuck, not gonna lie. And then also, she's kick ass and she's just a better character in my opinion.
Better character.
Now, and I'm not saying that because, you know, we on the podcast support black excellence, but that's some black excellence in the acting field. Not gonna lie.
Yes.
And they did
my girl right.
Now,
and also, can we give our regard to the two side characters? What are their name? Jimmy Woo and Darcy from Thor. Darcy.
Okay,
I want them to have a TV show with just them two, like Darcy, solving crimes throughout the DC universe. Not DC universe, Marvel universe, and we can call it Damage Control. I don't know.
Damage Control.
I want the Damage Control
TV. But like, thing is, Darcy, I didn't like her at all in Thor at all. I thought she was super annoying. She gets a little better in this show, but it's still Darcy. But boy, the internet loves some Jimmy Woo. Jimmy Woo is
close up magic. That was his first thing he did, was close up magic. Jimmy Woo from Ant-Man.
But I want to talk about you pointing out with Deshaun with Scarlet Witch. I feel like she's okay. She's awesome fuck shit now. And I feel like the next major like Marvel movie event is gonna have her like fucking up like multiverse things. But I really want her to just go head to head with Strange now.
Yeah, I mean, like, the thing is that, like,
she has the
with WandaVision, like,
what's the book
I love
called?
How. What?
What's the book called that she has access to now?
Something. I can't even think of it.
But, like,
it was some evil shit.
Some evil Mephisto shit. She has that. And now she has Agatha Harkness in her just back of pocket. She got pocket Agatha.
And, you know, the thing is that I'm over here. I'm like, with Wanda. I love how inside of like her pocket dimension, the show, no matter what, portrays her as the hero, even though we clearly know she is the villain.
Right.
And I love like how they went through sitcom eras, starting out with like the 60s and then going up to the early 2000s sitcoms like House, Modern Family.
And yeah.
And like, I love how like they even changed the camera angles and the aspect ratio of the show to match it.
Yes, I thought that was really nice.
But our boy Vision taking another L, third death in the MCU.
Well,
three times.
Third time dying.
Is he alive now, though? Because White Vision is off learning how to be human.
Yeah, he's still alive.
He's still alive.
It's like we've seen three Vision deaths. We've seen one that was exploded. We've seen one with some fingers. And then now we've seen just get reabsorbed into Wanda's subconscious.
But that's three people that has power either given or awakened by Infinity Stone. With
I'm kind of hurt.
Captain Marvel, Monica, and then with Wanda. Why you hurt?
I'm kind of hurt that fake Pietro.
Oh yeah, that stung.
Like
you didn't have.
I was really hoping that she pulled from just
right. the X-Men universe.
I was really hoping, but they were like, that's just some random dude.
That did two things. One, I was upset that they did that type, that huge, like, inclusion just for that stupid dick joke payoff. But two, it also brought out a huge fault in the MCU fandom is that you give these people this bit of information and they go wild. There were so many fan theories to WandaVision opposed to Falcon Winter Soldier because they were given too much rein to just think, oh, it was, they were calling up, you know, Fantastic Four, there was the X-Men intro, multiverse, this and that, only to be this. And it was like, damn, we overthought this so much.
Well, yeah, because I don't expect Disney to do anything big. Like, they're going to always wrap up everything nice and neatly and safely.
To be fair.
That's just how they're going
to
do it.
To be fair.
I mean, WandaVision kind of pushed it. They pushed it for Disney, but yeah. it's still really a neat, nice bow.
You know what really made it push? Like, this is, I'm kind of on like the opposite thing where I think that Marvel, that Disney's going to be safe, but like the Marvel side of Disney isn't afraid to be unsafe. And I really saw that at the end of Infinity War. Like, they just kind of ended it on a cold ending. And I was like, wow.
But they reversed it in the next movie.
Yeah, they reversed it in the next movie.
But at that moment, when you were leaving the theater, you were like, what the fuck?
Exactly. Like, usually, like, when they're going to do, like, a sequel, you think it's going to be, like, Incredibles 2 sequel.
Right. I came here to watch villains get their ass beat. The villain's not supposed to win.
And it kind of didn't get wrapped up because the other Thanos died winning. They just chopped off his head, but he died winning.
But I guess in another life...
He died with the W.
They never beat that Thanos. They had to beat the other Thanos.
Right. But... where the speculation and the crowd control and the manager of expectations, Disney did better. Okay, yes, they did. The payoff was a dick joke, but it was better than something like Rick and Morty. I was recently had the opportunity. I rewatched some early, like, season one Rick and Morty, and then, like, what was it, season four Rick and Morty. Season one Rick and Morty is more focused on its internal humor and fucking Rick being in a terrible, shitty person. And by the time you get to season four, it's all about fourth wall and like trope diversions. And, you know, we're our audience is so deranged, but we're going to shut them up by doing, I think it was the time train episode or the plot thread episode.
The snake episode where they did time travel at the end?
No, not even that one. It was the one with the train with the alternate story plots.
Oh, yeah, the time train, the infinite time train.
Yeah, the infinite plots, and then they ruined it because they're talking about, like, the Bible.
Stuff. Jesus.
It was funny. It made me laugh, but it wasn't handled well compared to how Marvel handled audience diversion with, Quicksilver. WandaVision. So it was handled better than most shows, but at the same time, come on, guys. You're going to give us a little bit more of a payoff than that. Other than that, it was a good show. I do feel like pacing, it got good at the end, and you have to sit through that end, and you have to sit through that beginning, because the 50s, 60s part of WandaVision was hit or miss.
That was rough.
I was on the opposite cringe side. I kind of enjoyed it. It was weird. I was like, if you just think of it, like, if you're watching a sitcom and you know stuff is going to happen later, it's actually it's a pretty average sitcom that's, like, it seems nostalgic for me. And I really like episode two, though. I like the magician plot and with all that.
Honestly, like, I agree with Dawson, but on the same time, like, once they introduced the outside shit going on, that's what drew my attention.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, like, I stopped caring about the sitcom as much because I wanted to know more about what the fuck was going on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then they introduced Monica, who just kind of stole the show, to be honest with you. Like, she's just...
Monica.
She was such a good actor. And, like, I just, like, fire Brie Larson, please. Just go ahead and make Monica
freaking Brie Larson was good in Endgame.
Was she good, or were we all just simping over that haircut she got?
I was simping over that haircut. Brie Larson.
We were all simping over that haircut.
Over the MILF Karen coming down with all powerful.
I've been loving Brie Larson ever since I saw her as Envy in Scott Pilgrim.
Oh my gosh, you are an OG Brie Larson fan, aren't you?
Yes, freaking love Brie. I love you, Brie Larson.
We're gonna move over to a some more prevalent Caucasians right now. Speaking of, what was his name? Yeah, Prince Philip died last week. Yeah, was it the rest? Was it 90 something? 91? 99
years old. 99 he
years
old. He was
close. Power of five gum.
To be fair, I think he was dead a couple months beforehand. You guys remember the picture?
Honestly, he was dead years beforehand.
He's been dead for years.
You saw that picture of him coming back from the hospital in the car?
He's been dead for years.
Old man was gone. Looked like a
we didn't watch him die. He didn't die on that day. He just finished decomposing on that day.
Eating souls on that day.
No, they gave him the McDonald's Sprite instead of his the blood of babies from the spine.
They gave him the spinal fluid from aborted fetuses.
they gave him McDonald's Sprite instead, and it killed him. And now, as the internet's saying, the queen is just rocking over his corpse, collecting all that sweet XP.
Yeah.
The Minecraft XP. This is what happened, bro. The queen gave the prince that wop, and he died.
No, the prince, he was over here, and, you know, the queen was just like, "You're nothing but a leech, Philip." And she just opened her mouth and absorbed his soul back in.
But not, absorbed a little bit of soul that, like, he had left.
You know, yeah, you would think, like, for George and Harry, like, oh, cool, we're one step closer to being kings or prince. Nah, they still got their father to deal with.
Yeah, and then the thing is that, like, with the queen, the big meme is that she's preparing for a fight with Betty White.
Yeah, the only person that
when the stars align, the two old ladies in everybody's hearts will fight,
bro. The death match to see who can stay alone. Who is the
life? Whoever wins becomes the immortal dictator of the world,
bro.
Our society will run on who is the oldest.
Man, Kai, what is the quote from Strive?
Mankind could not change society, so they blamed the beast. But then they found beauty in the beast.
Heaven or hell?
Hell. Round one. What? Duel.
But shout out.
Counter.
Rest in peace.
That's how every match starts.
Rest in peace to an actual OG, someone who we will be missed. The DMX, the man from Yonkers, the undisputed Rough Rider.
He ain't giving it to you anymore.
But that hurt, though, because he just did the versus battle in the summer. And he was just, like, slimming down, getting healthy. Like, this came out of nowhere. That hurt.
Rest in peace, DMX.
Rest in peace. But I love, though, how, like, on Spotify, look at the metrics. Like, X gonna give it to you. Party up. Rough Riders Anthem just shot up to, like, on the charts. I'm like, yes. Everyone's blasting that shit.
Oh, yes. Let's rebirth Dirty South rap.
Dirty South?
Fucking Mad Dog rapping.
That's New York.
Let's bring it back.
That's New York. That's not... You're thinking of, like, T.I. or Outkast. That's... The Ludacris would be Dirty South.
We got to bring back the super aggressive... rap that has slight homosexual undertones, you know, as DMX does.
Bro, I was listening to DMX earlier. There's so many things I stopped. I'm like, did he just say that?
You can't say that anymore.
He's like, art, I'm gonna suck your dick, nigga, and not call it gay.
you want to go back to, like, the long. The long NBA jerseys, the sagging pants.
Yeah, you got 50 pounds of gold around your neck.
The headband.
Headbands, durags.
No, you want... What's the Echo clothing brand with the rhino?
Yeah.
Everyone was wearing the shoes, the jeans.
No, they weren't jeans. They were shorts, but they pulled them all the way down, and then they had the long pants. Yeah, yeah, they
did. Hey, man, and we've had enough. We had enough of this era of, you know, bleach tips, you know, mumble rap. We got to bring back the classics, you know.
Put everyone back in a suit and tie.
I want to feel disgraced listening to a music. I want to feel offended by someone yelling at me in my headphones.
No, I agree with Dawson. We just got to put everybody back in suit and ties. Start snapping.
Oh my gosh. Have you guys seen the rap was invented in the 1940s video?
Yes.
No.
They put a beat to that video. They put a beat that's so catchy. Like, they put a beat to this quartet of brothers. They were doing this
gospel song
on Noah's Ark, and this dude in the middle comes out and he's basically rhyming, and they put a beat to it, and it's like, yo, this is rap. And it's crazy because it's like a good 40 years before technically rap has been invented, and it was good.
Yo, we just gotta all come out in suits and ties and, you know, do the re-up quartet.
Bro, we need one more.
We gotta get a fourth member.
We need a fourth. We need I say a soprano, because I think and Dawson.
I'm like alto.
Oh,
you're not a bass, Deshaun?
Nah. I can't get that deep. I can't hit him with the.
Oh. Then we need a bass study, because if you're tenor, Dawson can be alto. I can scratch a soprano. I can scratch a soprano.
Figaro.
Oh my goodness.
Figaro.
Do you guys know what an NFT is?
That sounds like an STD.
No. I'm trying to.
Or a credit card. Either one.
That's closer, actually. It's basically artists promoting using their digital art as cryptocurrency. Everyone's like trashing the artists for doing it because it's stupid. And
That value go up. Watch that value go up randomly.
Wait, so they're selling, not selling their music, they're using their music as cryptocurrency?
Either music or like forms of like digital art, like a picture or something. Like, I think a few months ago, or like a couple weeks ago, Gorillaz had posted a statement that they're going to do something like that. But then everyone was against it. And I don't
know. So they're basically like using their art to buy like food or something?
I don't know. I didn't quite understand what it was. I was hoping you guys did, but that's something just to research in the future. I want to end this episode on, I guess, something lighthearted. I know there's been a lot of, there was another mass shooting today. There's been
more. Wait, there was?
Or today or yesterday, there was one.
Oh.
Because, you know, people getting vaccinated, I guess that means more shootings, but another young black man was shot, 20 years old, was a father, and the only,
air freshener, reason to get pulled over.
Excuse to the cop had was, oh, I thought I was reaching for my taser.
Those things feel completely different. As someone that's held both. There's kind of no excuse.
Neither of them feel different. They look different. Unless you're quick drawing, reach for the sky, bam. There's ample time before when you hold down a suspect to look. This isn't my gun. This isn't my taser. This is a gun. Like, there's no. This isn't a pool. It's a bathtub. Like, it's blatant.
Yeah, and like the sad thing is, like, during the footage, she was like, tase him. You just see 9mm, just first person view. I'm just like, take a second, think. I'm just like, my guys. Hey, first of all,
think about poorly handled this. No.
When they were walking up to him, she should have let the one officer handle cuffing him.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I mean, like, yeah, he freaked out. But the thing is that you, as an officer, it's your duty to protect your citizens.
To be calm in the situation.
Regardless if they freak out or not. And as a black man in America, rightfully so, he was going to freak out. And she should have let the one officer handle it and cuff him, because the point in which he got free was when she decided to reach in and help the other officer cuff him.
Mm-hmm.
But... Yes. you know, hindsight is 2020, and
we're in 2021, so do better.
Yeah, and Biden is saying that he's gonna do something, but the thing is that they're trying to get that George Floyd Act passed through Congress, and
the George Floyd case is actually pretty interesting to watch as everyone goes on the stand. It's like, this guy died as a homicide. He died from suffocation. Like, each person's coming up there and saying, it's like, I don't know how many times we got to tell you guys this. This guy was murdered. But,
you know,
mm-hmm.
Like, honestly, like, I think he's going to get off. Because, like, homicide, intentional homicide. Like, I kind of think he did do it on purpose. But the issue is proving that in the court of law. What? And it's bullshit.
It's bullshit.
But honestly, I think I would have went for the manslaughter charge. Hmm. But who fucking knows? I'm not a legal expert.
But to end this on a lighter note, there's been a petition going around. I signed it to get LeVar Burton as the next host for Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah. Reading Rainbow.
And he's seen it. He's putting it out there. It's been going through circulation. And I am all 100% for it. Has it been because
I... Jeopardy?
For Jeopardy. LeVar Burton as the next host for Jeopardy. It's like such a... It feels like such a perfect fit. I think it'll be such a great idea.
Please.
Yeah. I mean...
I can see it. Yeah.
But way I want to end that, once we want to know our listeners and now our viewers think about LeVar Burton being in Jeopardy, and you can let us know everywhere basically now, because I like to thank everyone for listening. Listening and watching. I gotta add that now. Woo! You can find us on YouTube at the Re-Up Podcast. Look for us there. You can look for us on SoundCloud, Spotify. Go to our website, the link of archives to all of our episodes, as well as a link to our Twitter account at Re-Up Podcast, our new Instagram account at Re-Upcast, and our Discord where we chat. You can have discussions with us all the time. I have to thank everybody for, you know, listening and watching, and we will see you guys next week.
Yay.